As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. That's where I'm broadcasting. Anyway, we got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions once again. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local, as he jumpstarts his tongue there. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Yeah, it is. Freedom, kind of a philosophically radical notion, wouldn't you agree? Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on to bookmark becomevocallocal.com, engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. We're in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Moving up about 400 and some odd emails to respond to. But anyway, we're working on it. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. So glad to get a package yesterday from one of our listeners. Always appreciate that. Big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. All broadcasting our broadcast content to their local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast. Please make a note of that number. I don't repeat it too often, but it doesn't change. Precious metals, equities, crude, and USDX slight uptick amid brutal beatings yesterday and this morning. Well, keep your eyes peeled on the marketplace. The not-so-super committee fails. Yeah, that's in the news today. The Ashkan Nazis that got their focus on Iran still going to carve it up into many regions, I suppose. Italy, no help. Localism, the Smith Institute, transition towns, Fabian Socialists, maybe John Kennedy. We'll see where it goes today. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but an hour ago, found gold trading up. I guess you could say up. I guess up in compared to what? Up $10.90 at $1,688.20. Silver up 3 cents at $31.67. Platinum up $7. The last time I've ever going to listen to Goldman Sachs. You remember that? They said this is going to be the banner year for the white metals. Well, everybody takes their advice, loses a little bit. Platinum up 7 at 1,553, and palladium off $2 at 587. We were up nearly $1,000 on palladium earlier. Anyway, lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,679 for a low, $1,701.40 for a high, but take heart, little flock. At $1,688.20, your gold is still up $323.60 year to year for a 23.68%. return on your investment this options expiration day. The London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,697.50, and, well, it's been up and down from there. The SBDR gold shares overnight packing on some more gold. They claim to be holding this morning 1,291.27 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $70.6 billion. We'll be right back.
Hey, Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com is a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on our Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Yeah. Back into the trading report for this morning, again, out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Wow, what a day yesterday. Talk about a wholesale rout. Anyway, Napoleon was able to make it off the field with his horse, so I guess things weren't too bad. But anyway, gold is up $10.90 after having been absolutely thrashed yesterday. This morning at $1,688.20, silver up 3 cents at $31.67, platinum up 7 at $15.53, palladium off $2 at $587 an ounce, all that in your spot market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday was not spared. Closed out off 248, could have gone a lot worse than that at 11,547. The NASDAQ closed down 49 at 2523. And the S&P 500, it didn't like the Super Committee FUPA either. And they closed off 23 at 1,193. Crude oil this morning up 35 cents a barrel. That's not good news. At 97.27, the U.S. dollar index this morning off 14 basis points at 78.19. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. A whole new landscape showing up on the foreign exchange rate landscape. In their North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, the Canadian loonie off another 7 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents now. The Mexican peso, I'm telling you, Speedy, you better hang on to the edge of your taco real carefully. It's at 7 cents this morning off 44 basis points. Your multiplier there is 14.0780. And the way that it works out, it's 0.0710 cents. If you want to take it to four decimal points, they lose that last little decimal point there. We're going to be in 6 cent territory for the Mexican peso. The euro this morning up 4 basis points at $1.35. Not too good there. The British pound loses another 33 basis points at $1.56. The Swiss franc up 22 basis points, yet still lower at $1.09 U.S. in the bond market. They decided to just give them away, I guess. You know, well, what could I say? A hell of an investment. You're buying debt with debt notes, and they're not going to give you any return on your investment. But that's some people like that. They figure they can make money on it, and by golly, I'm not going to get in their way. The yield on the 2-year treasuries this morning at 0.26%. The 10-year at 1.95. That's your benchmark yield now, below 2%, at 1.95. The 30 at 2.94%. Can you understand why when you go in and open a savings account at the bank, they laugh? They ask you to give them the toaster? Yeah. Anyway, mortgage pit this morning, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 3.45% to 3.37% following that benchmark into the toilet. The 30-year moves down from 4.17 to 4.02%. So I guess if you're a real estate speculator, there you go. Our gold to silver ratio this morning will take you 53.36 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold in the Dubai Gold Futures December contract at $16.95, bumping up $17.30 for a 1.03% increase. Anyway, into the economic calendar we go. Looking a little bit yesterday, we had the Chicago Fed National and Activity Index and the existing home sales out. We'll get to that. The ICSE Goldman Store sales and the Red Book are out. We'll find out whether anybody's going to the grocery store, going to the shopping malls, trying to buy any of those Christmas presents in advance of the Black Friday season. Gross domestic product is out as well, so let's just jump right into it. Tomorrow, of course, we'll get durable goods orders, personal income and outlays, and jobless claims. But unfortunately, fortunately, tomorrow we're going to have a guest. I hope you'll be with me then. Leo's going to be with us tomorrow. It's going to be a rather interesting morning. Back onto the Klamath River story. But you'll have to fend for yourself tomorrow morning and pick up these jobless claims. It's not going to be too good, I guarantee. Anyway, here's the existing home sales. The falling prices are bringing buyers. It sounds like Walmart. Falling prices are bringing in buyers and are drawing down the supply of existing homes, where the sales rose 1.4% in October to 4.97 million annual rate. That's right. We've almost sold 5 million houses this year. This is above the Econoday consensus for 4.8 million at $162,500. The median price is down 2%. On the month for a year-on-year decrease of 4.7%, 162.5, your median price. The year-on-year contraction is slightly deeper than the prior 2 months and shows deeper deterioration when compared with this time last year when the rate was just popping into positive ground. Supply fell 2.2% in the month to 3.3 million units. All right. They sold 4.97 million, but they got 3.3 million units laying out there on the market. When measured against the current sales rate, supply is down to about 8 months from 8.3 months. So if they just put away the hammers, closed up the job box, and came back again next September, well, they'd be lucky if they sold all the houses that were already on the market. So anyway, a fool's folly. Swing the hammer at your own peril, gentlemen. This is the ICSC Goldman store sales. Anticipation of big savings on Black Friday pulled down sales from the November 19th week, according to the ICSC Goldman, whose same store sales tally fell a steep 0.9% in the week for a plus 2.8% year-on-year rate. In other words, everybody stopped buying. I surely have. I won't be back in the stores now until January the 15th. That's my goal. Anyway, maybe you could try that one time. Have you ever stayed away from stores for the entire Merchant Man's Holy Day season? Just go ahead and skip the Thanksgiving all the way through to New Year's. It's interesting. You don't have to listen to the jingle bells, jingle bells. Yeah, right. Anyway, anticipation of big savings on Black Friday, keeping people out of the stores. So they're going to wait for the big sale, and they're going to go in there and get all the big sales, right? Redbook, in contrast to the ICSE Goldman, reports strength in the November 19th week as special promotions boosted sales. There's a lot of people out there right now that are scurrying around to get everything that they need for their home so that they don't have to go back into the stores until the bedlam ceases. Anywho, Redbook warns that margins at retailers are being pressured by rising costs and increased markdowns. So they've already got the sales going at the time of year when they really need to pile it in. The gross domestic product, well, they had a consensus range from 2.0 to 2.9, and they came in at the bottom of the range. The economy got a moderate downgrade for the third quarter, but the downgrade largely came from where there is the least damage to forward momentum. That's clever. It takes a degree in something to be able to write a sentence like that. Beautifully crafted. Nice, nice. Unfortunately, what it says is not such a good picture. The Commerce Department's second estimate for the third quarter gross domestic product was bumped down to an increase of 2.0% annualized compared to the initial estimate of 2.5 and to a second quarter growth of 1.3. Analysts had forecast a revision to 2.4 annualized. Well, they didn't get it. The downward revision primarily was due to a downward revision to inventory investment from plus $5.4 billion initially to a minus $8.5 billion. Well, that's quite a downgrade. From a plus $5.4 billion to a minus $8.5 billion? Yeah.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So while we're all tightening up our belts, you know, I've got mine jerked up so tight now I can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know. But nevertheless, corporate profits in the third quarter grew to $1.507 trillion, annualized up from $1.47 trillion in the fourth quarter. So I guess somebody's going to be out there shopping at Macy's. Won't be me, but it might be somebody. Chevron says Brazil oil spill is reduced to a residual seepage. How do you like that? Of course, they got the same players in here. Transocean in the news. Again, Peter Millard writing this one for Bloomberg. Chevron, the second largest U.S. energy company, said it's reducing the amount of oil leaking from a project off the coast of Brazil. At least they didn't say it's a spill. Now they're saying it's a leak. After plugging the source of the spill, there's a spill. Damn, they did go to spill on November the 13th. The amount of oil leaking from fissures on the ocean floor is less than the hundreds of barrels that gushed during the first days after a drilling incident on November the 7th, said George Buck, the head of Chevron's operations in Brazil. More than 10 barrels a day of residual oil in the rocks around the well is still leaking, and the rate continues to decline. Well, anyway, they went down there and they hit another one, and it just gushed out a little bit, so... Anyway, that's it. It's a pressure kick is what they said. Chevron underestimated the amount of pressure at a reservoir at the project, about 230 miles northeast of Rio. Rio, Buck said. The well suffered a kick of pressure when it reached the reservoir, causing oil leak to fissures on the ocean floor. Chevron cemented shut the section of well above the reservoir and continues to work on sealing it. So they're not having you drop golf balls into this one. Transocean, the world's biggest offshore oil driller, supplied Chevron with the Sedco 706 rig. The Vernier, Switzerland-based company, you know, that's recent. They just moved to Switzerland to avoid the legal liability. Shut the well properly, Buck said. Chevron takes full responsibility. Yeah, but will they be held accountable for the spill and is cooperating with the Brazilian government to investigate the causes? Gold rebounds from a one-month low as sovereign debt concerns stoke demand. Nicholas Larkin's Glenn Simmons writing this one. Gold rebounded from the lowest level in almost 4 weeks in London as debt concerns in the U.S. and Europe spurred demand for the metal as a protection of wealth. That's kind of like cut, copy, and paste material. You just keep that one over there in your Word documents, and you just whip that one out whenever you need it and throw it in as a lead sentence, and it's a good one. Thanks, Nicholas. A U.S. Congress Budget Super Committee failed to reach agreement on reducing the budget deficit, and data today may show European consumer confidence sank to a two-year low. Of course, again, the data might show that it didn't do that, but they said it. And I believe it, because Nicholas wrote it. Holdings in exchange-traded backed products by gold climbed to a record yesterday as prices dropped 2.7%, the most in 8 weeks. Of course, we give you that change in the SPDR gold shares every morning. We're seeing a bit of physical buying. Well, that's interesting. If we're seeing a bit of physical buying and people are also buying the exchange-traded products, well, that's interesting. At least it is to me. I remain positive on gold because of all the mess going on in the world. There's lots of mess out there. It's real messy. Bullion is in the 11th year of a bull market, and prices reached a record of $1,921.15 an ounce in the futures contracts on September the 6th as investors sought to diversify away from equities and some currencies amid debt crisis and concerns about slowing economic growth. Holdings in the gold-backed exchange-traded products climbed 2 metric tons yesterday to an all-time high of 2,341.94 metric tons. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows, well, that's that one. Let's keep right on going. Non-UK investors own most of the City of London for the first time. Beam me up, Scotty. Neil Callanan writing this one for Bloomberg. More than half the office buildings in the City of London Financial District are owned by foreign investors for the first time following a three-year acquisition spree, Development Securities PLC said. Foreign companies own 52% of all office properties in London's main financial district, up from 50% in 2010 and 8% in 1980, according to a report commissioned by Development Securities, a property developer and investor based in the UK capital. Well, I tell you, yeah, we're going to live in a real interesting time. Overseas investors accounted for two-thirds of office acquisitions by value. I'd like to see the same report for the city, Manhattan, you know, New York. I'd like to see it, Wall Street area. Overseas investors accounted for two-thirds of the office acquisitions by value in the city of London. That's what outsourcing and offshoring does for you. Property values fell 50% from 2007 and 2009 and were 37% lower at the end of 2010 than they were before the global financial crisis, the company said, citing the Investment Property Data Bank. The dominance of foreign ownership is particularly applicable to prime office space. South African billionaire Nathan Kirsch's group is in exclusive talks to buy the Tower 42, the first skyscraper built in the city. He's paying more than £280 million or $438 million, the sellers said in November the 18th. Other deals this year include purchases by Chinese Estate Holdings Limited, controlled by the Hong Kong billionaire Joseph Lau, of buildings that are part of Goldman Sachs Group, Inc.'s European headquarters, Kwok Kun Hong, and Martuas Torres, the billionaire founders of Singapore-based palm oil processor. The money in palm oil, baby. I could use a little palm oil from time to time. Wilmer International Limited bought Aviva's PLC base in the financial district for £288 million in June. The average value of buildings bought by overseas investors from 2008 to 2011 was £91 million, compared with an average of £27 million spent by UK purchasers, Development Securities said. So goodbye, London. You got new masters moving in now. Here's a good one. Kissinger's favorite communist, good God, paves the way for Mario Monti to govern Italy. Got a lot of Marios in the news these days. Jeffrey Donovan writing this one for Bloomberg. Newsy news. Italy's new government, headed by former European Union Commissioner Mario Monti, has an unlikely supporter in President Giorgio Napolitano. Wait a minute. Wait the hell a minute. Let's back up. You know, it wasn't until Judge Napolitano came on the scene, fluttering around the edges and margins of the Ron Paul campaign, that I'd ever heard that name, Napolitano. Kind of like Neapolitan, you know. It's kind of like Barry the Usurper. He's kind of like chocolate vanilla with a commie red oso strawberry red pink stripe right up his spine. But here we didn't ever hear about Napolitano, and then we got Janet. Of course, she was always there. She was in the backgrounder. But here, this president, Giorgio Napolitano, an ex-communist, is it possible to be an ex-communist, who once praised the Soviet Union for crushing the 1956 reformist movement in Hungary. Napolitano, whose post is usually ceremonial, earlier this month emerged as the key Italian contact for foreign leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. As Italian bonds, I learned how to say that listening to the news. Yeah. Slick. Sarkozy. Yeah. As Italian bond spreads widened to a record during a deepening debt and political crisis, as Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's... Damn, I'm getting hungry already. Thinking about some fettuccine, Alfredo Alberto, dolce, yeah. Chianti, big bottle, you know. As Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's majority unraveled amid plummeting investor confidence, Napolitano, 86 years old, sounded out Italy's political and business elites to build a consensus on the country's future. Pick up a couple of quotes and move on right after this.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So this name in this particular article, you know, probably be worth your time to go up and check it out. It's up on the Bloomberg. Kissinger's favorite communist paves way for Mario Monti to govern Italy. It goes on. It says, quote, the president took on this role because we gave the impression in the last 2 months that there was neither a government nor an opposition to talk to, said Mario Baldessari. There's more Marios coming out of the woodwork than you can imagine. Mario Monti, Mario, let's see, Baldessari here in this article. Then there's Mario Draghi. And then there's the other day in Spain, they elected a fascist, Mariano. Oh, my. Anyway, this is the year of M's, I guess. A former Berlusconi ally who chairs the Senate Finance Committee said in an interview, quote, we've never had the spread at 570 basis points. So in the face of a situation without precedent, the president has behaved in an unprecedented way. Lots of precedents and precedentes in the same sentence. Backing the Confindustria, Napolitano, who was part of the anti-fascist resistance and helped publish Marxist writings during World War II, in July of this year backed a call by employers' lobby Confindustria to make economic growth a pillar of policy along fiscal rigor. Economic growth, a pillar of policy along fiscal rigor. These are creative, aren't they? That kind of pragmatism led former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger to once call the Italian politician, quote, My Favorite Communist. You know, like a top favorite song in Italy, probably. Napolitano told Corriere della Sera in a 2001 interview, whoever Corriere della Sera is, on November the 13th, 4 days after the yield on Italy's benchmark 10-year bond rose to 7.25%. That's not good. You can't have those yields on the bonds, you know. They're supposed to be down where ours is, 0.02, very little. The highest close since the euro's introduction in 1999, Napolitano called on all those, quote, concerned about the nation's fate to avoid a, quote, precipitous recourse to early elections, anyway. Italy's priority must be to reassure investors as it seeks to refinance about 200 billion euros in treasury debt maturing through April of next year. The president said in a nationwide address after consulting with parties on a new government, and it continues, talks about the 10-year yield and so on and so forth. But apparently, whenever it gets up in the 7 zone, whew, things are looking bad. You can't have any yield on those bonds, you know. I guess it's all about risk, right? The higher the yield, the greater the risk. And so when you're the United States and you've got the best printing press on the planet, you can have low-yield bonds and everybody floods in. The president's journey from Communist Party member to defender of his country's market economy, quote, must be put into the context of the anti-fascist resistance in post-war Italy, said Riccardo Barbieri, chief European economist at Mizuho International PLC in London. That was too ripe. I just had to pass that one. Napolitano was, quote, the leading figure in the reformist wing of the Italian Communist Party and a believer in a transition to a social democratic position. You got the social democrats and the democratic socialists, the Italian communists and the Italian fascists. We got the reformist wing of the Communist Party. Well, I'm confused. That's the problem with multi-party systems. And the son of a Naples attorney, Napolitano joined the Communist Party, or the PCI, in 1945 after the Warsaw Pact. Soldiers crushed the 1956 anti-Soviet uprising in Hungary, killing some 3,000 people. Napolitano defended Moscow, claiming the crackdown not only halted a counter-revolution, but contributed to world peace, according to a 2006 article in the Corriere della Sera. So I guess that's a magazine. Like kind of like the Look magazine, or maybe at the time here in the States. In 1969, Napolitano helped lead a partial break by Western Europe's largest communist party away from the Kremlin hardliners as the Italians criticized Moscow's decision to put down the Czech Prague Spring Movement. 1969, they had a spring movement there, too. Arab Spring, the Czech Prague Spring, well, bunch of communists, no matter where you look at them. Napolitano helped pen his party's statement of, quote, profound disagreement over the invasion while still expressing solidarity. Solidarity. Yeah. Solidarity. Karen Quinn Testato. According to Victor Sazlavosky, a historian at the LUISS University in Rome, who died in 2009, seeking options, more than 40 years later, Napolitano, who's been president since 2006, again found himself seeking a third way. A third way. For Italian politics, we know that to be the Fabian socialist system. As Berlusconi's majority, third way, remember that. As Berlusconi's majority crumbled and investors dumped the country's debt, the president began seeking new options amid a worsening sovereign crisis. You know, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and this fellow seems to be willing to compromise his principles for any damned relationship anyway. His support of the Confindustria economic position, a tacit criticism of then-Finance Minister Guido Tremonti's austerity-only approach, austerity-only approach, came as he stepped up talks with power brokers like opposition leader Pier Ferdinando Cassini. I wonder how many of these people belong to the black nobility of Europe. Confindustria head Emma Marcegaglia, then Bank of Italy Governor Mario Draghi, and Romano Prodi, a former European Commission president, faced. It's no wonder they have to cross themselves so often and bend their knee. Faced with a crisis of confidence in Italy, it was quite evident that Berlusconi was the problem and a solution had to be found, said Giacomo Vacchiago, a professor at Milan's Catholic University and an advisor to previous Italian government. Common cause? Jeez, God. It's all in this one, folks. The article's up on Bloomberg. Monty, who had pushed the idea of pairing growth with rigor in a series of volumes in Corriere, cited Napolitano in four of the articles, ending his August 14th op-ed piece by quoting the president's appeal to Italians to join a common cause for the good of their country. Of course, we have common purpose here in this country, too. We have the Common Core Standards. We have common cause going on in England, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Monti's new government is partly the president's government, said Francesco Rotondelli, a former Rome mayor and prime ministerial candidate for the center-left. The center-left. Said November 16th, quote, some of us began thinking a few years ago that this would be the only solution to Berlusconi's two-decade reign. So we got common cause, center-left, Communist Party, Socialist Party, the Third Way. Berlusconi, who entered politics in 1994, often rails against communists, saying they're still a threat to the country two decades after the Soviet Union collapsed. While Berlusconi has always had publicly cordial ties with Napolitano, he's made no secret of his opinion of the former PCI, or Communist Party, member, saying in October 2009 that you know which side he's on. That's Berlusconi. They threw him out. He was messing with girls. They threw him out. Anyway, the history of communism, with more than 100 million killed, is not behind us. That's the truth. Berlusconi said in an address in Milan on February the 26th, quote, they've transformed themselves into the Labour Party in Great Britain and the Social Democrats in Germany. Well, here at home, they're still communists. And that's why I'm in politics. Berlusconi now replies. Anyway, that gives you a little bit of an insight, doesn't it? Sure did me. I'm glad I found it this morning. U.S. targets Iran oil industry. Well, you could say Israel targets the Iranian oil industry, if you wanted to be precise. Central bank, all right? Oh, my God, sounds just like Libya, right? Well, the talking points worked once before. It brought in the NATO. So now we're going to do it again. Indira, AR, Lakshmanan, and Cheyenne Hopkins. Baby, Cheyenne Hopkins. That's a name I can ring with. That's cool. I like it. Cheyenne. I wonder if she's got tall boots. Just turn the light off, baby, but leave your hat on. The U.S. expanded measures aimed at thwarting Iran's nuclear program, targeting its central bank and oil industry with sanctions intended to cut the regime off from the international financial transactions. Kind of sounds like the boycotts the Jews threw on the Adolf Hitler regime, too. Yesterday's actions, matched by similar steps from the UK and Canada, are in response, UK and Canada, no doubt, are in response to a November the 8th United Nations Atomic Agency report concluding that previous sanctions have not stopped Iran from clandestine nuclear bomb work, if they are actually doing nuclear bomb work. The usurper's administration for the first time yesterday declared the entire Iranian financial sector, including its central bank, is involved in money laundering. Sounds like the Federal Reserve. Sounds like Bank of America. Sounds like Goldman Sachs. Sounds like J.P. Morgan Chase. Sounds to me like it's the pot calling the kettle black.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So you just take a look at Iran, you know, the Persian Empire. You just take a look at Iran and just start cutting it up. You know, you sit down with your Sharpie and a map and start cutting it up and figure out, well, let's see, this part will go to Russia. This part needs to go to China. This part goes to Israel. This part goes to Saudi Arabia. And you start to get an understanding of what's going down here, all right? Again, Iran's foreign ministry today condemned the measures, saying they demonstrate animosity against the Iranian nation on the part of the U.S. and the U.K., quote, countries undertaking these measures themselves have economic problems and their governments have the least support amongst their people, close quote, said Ramin Memanparas to the foreign ministry spokesman and said in comments aired on state-run press TV, the measures are, quote, in vain, close quote, and won't affect the Iran's economy or its will, he said. Russia said the U.S. sanctions are, quote, unacceptable and violate international law, close quote. In a statement on the website of the foreign ministry, the sanctions harm the interests of other countries that have been working with Iran in the oil and banking industries and won't bring the Persian Gulf country to the negotiating table, the ministry said. The U.S. administration authorized sanctions against anyone helping Iran develop petroleum resources in any transaction of $1 million or more or any series of deals valued at $5 million in 1 year period, the Treasury Department said, you see. So if you've got the Zionists controlling our media, the Zionists controlling our Treasury, and the Zionists controlling the Federal Reserve, and the Zionists controlling Congress, you can get these kind of statements out of Americans. President, I would not give him that. The usurper said the U.S. acted because, well, we all know why. It's because the B'nai B'rith wanted it. That's why. Morons? No, that's not. But the usurper said the U.S. acted because Iran has violated its obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and Bibi Netanyahu had his shorts in a bunch. Anyway, That's what happens when you're a furniture salesman, I guess. The Vienna-based IAEA said this month that Iran used front companies and foreign scientists to pursue nuclear weapons. How one would sleep at night with a neighbor like Israel with hundreds of nuclear devices under their bed as you're trying to sleep in yours. Iran said its program to ensure energy for its growing population of about 75 million and for medical research. Oil is Iran's major source of income. Now you see how they're going to do it. Now you see it. With $80 billion in annual revenue from its daily output of about 3.5 million barrels. And everybody wants a piece of that action. You're going to have to bomb the Iranians back into the Stone Age. Steal all their resources. Exploit is the way they say it in Agenda 21. Exploit their resources. Anyway, Iranian competent minister said yesterday that Iran will find new ways to do business, and I hope they will. With stricter sanctions, our techniques to circumvent also become more elaborate. Industries and Mines and Commerce Minister Mehdi Ghazanfari said in Tehran, according to the official Islamic Republic news agency. God, I wonder if that gets me on Morris D's list. I don't know. The U.S. doesn't want to immediately take Iranian oil off the market and is putting in place an extra roadblock which can scare off companies that have an interest in both countries and wouldn't want to be branded as sanction busters. Sanction. Well, there's more sanctions coming. It's just going to keep going. It's not going to get any better for them. Anyway, the super committee farted. And that's all we're going to say about that. Super committee failure poses threat to a U.S. recovery. Well, what did we expect? Told you they weren't going to go anywhere. It was about the least important news article of the year. Fiat adds a Ferrari flair for the new Chrysler. It's going to take more than a stick-on grill to change Chrysler into something important. Tommaso Ebhardt writing this one. Fiat SPA is counting on Lorenzo Romanciotti, the designer of the Ferrari 612 Scagliati. If they changed the names of these things, you know, they would be probably more marketable. Anyway, to make Chrysler models appear at home in both Detroit and Milan. Appear. Skin deep. All right? Plastic grill work doesn't change anything under the hood. The 63-year-old, lured out of retirement in 2007, is leading efforts by the automaker to create a common styling for Chrysler and its Italian sister brand, the Lancia, in a bid to save costs and more than double their sales. Well, their sales are pitiful. They're not doing very well. Now, let's see what we have over here. Jefferson County. Jefferson County's bankruptcy judge may limit but won't remove the sewer receiver. Wow, I hope he won't remove the sewer receiver. But anyway, Stephen Church writes this one just briefly. Jefferson County, Alabama's sewer debt needs to be cut by about $1 billion, and the state must back repayment of the remaining bonds to keep the sewer rates affordable. The receiver running the sewer system said in today's court. All right. Anyway, this is an important article. This is important. This is an entire county sewer system that is inside out, upside down, in debt. All right? Important. Goes right along with the story out of Philadelphia, Harrisburg, you know. John S. Young Jr. was responding to questions from U.S. bankruptcy judge Thomas Bennett, who's holding a hearing in Birmingham, to decide whether the county's Chapter 9 filing limits Young's power, including his ability to raise rates. I've never seen that kind of significant debt per customer, Young said, about the $3.1 billion in bonds that county officials authorized related to the system in 2002 and 2003. In order to limit the future rate increases to single digits, the system needs to reduce its debt by about $1 billion, and Alabama would need to agree to treat the remaining debt as a moral obligation of the state. Earlier this year, Young proposed a 25% increase. You know, you can just really destroy a people when you get in there and start destroying their monthly nut, the amount of money that it takes, you know, to get by. And you start jacking up the water and the sewer, absolutely essential. You can't even stay in your house if you don't pay water and sewer. If you don't have water, sewer, and gas and light, some places will just shut you down. They'll condemn the property. You know, what are you going to do? I know how to take care of that problem. Drink rainwater. All right, that's did that for years on my little farm. You do the sunshine bucket, you know. You don't need to have a septic tank and all those sorts of things, but, you know, it gets to be pretty stone agey when everybody's going out to the curb throwing their slop bucket in the street, you know. That ain't the kind of new age people are looking for. Well, anyway, with that, we're going to proceed along. Transition towns. Ever heard of it? I was listening to a broadcast last evening on another network. This guy seems to have a couple of screws loose. But anyway, easily led. Easily led, I'll put it that way. Easily led for a young activist. TransitionNetwork.org. I'm going to drop this one in the chat room right now. Clock copy on that. Put that over there. Drop this over here and paste that there. And then go like this. Enter. About Transition Network, contact us. News, community, support, training, resources. What's this about? Well, it's about England. It's about sustainable development. It's about localism. It's about people being dialogued into a consensus. They don't understand what it is. It sounds like a good thing to do. Sounds really good. On this homepage here, they talk about, here's an introduction to permaculture. This resource contains the introduction to permaculture presentation given to the Transition Coventry by Jane Cross on the 1st of September of 2011. Click the map to find activities near you. Right? Very interesting. What kind of news do they have here? Top stories? Let's find out a couple of top stories. November 2011's Transition Network newsletter. October, a round of what's happening in transition. A bumper harvest of apples has resulted in an abundance of top transition stories in the UK. Local fruit harvesters, now part of the Transition Kensal to Kilburn, joined by the newly formed Transition Williston in setting up a stall with traditional apple press in tow. Transition Network is creating a series of learning exchanges that will enable us all to learn from innovative and successful transition, innovative projects, and social enterprises across Europe. And then they've got more in here. But look at the, let's just go on a little bit further here. They've got, Well, let's go to the next one. Jump over here. Here's another one. I want to jump over to this one. It's coming to the end of this one. All right. Come back from the top of the break. Keep your eyes in the chat room. It's become vocallocal.com. Going to be dropping a few links in there for you.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. The real Become Vocal Local, not the imposters, not the plagiarists. No, this is the only real Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, you know, when you get a good idea, you can't be surprised when people move in on it. I'm not going to trademark Become Vocal Local. That's what I want you to do, take it to the four winds. Well, there are those that would just take it away. You know, here on this broadcast, I've been a basher of Agenda 21 for years and remain so this morning. But there are those in England that would like to basically just lift the concept and turn the table. And they've done so. All right? You can jump up over here. Out of England, www.vocallocal.co.uk. How to be a vocal local. How to be a vocal local. Want to get involved and make a difference? Wow. Good morning, Norwich. You pukes. Here are some ways that you can get involved in your local community. You can also find out how to become a school governor, a trustee, or even a counselor. Community safety and criminal justice, decisions in your neighborhood, health and social care, home and services, local democracy. All right, want to become a district or a county counselor? Want to become a parish counselor? Want to become a school governor? Want to take up a public appointment? Join a tenants group in Great Yarmouth. Join a tenants group in North Norfolk. Join a tenants group in Norwich. Join a tenants group in West Norfolk. Join the people, the supporting people action group, the SPAG. All right? Health and social care? Join the Norfolk and Waveney Mental Health Trust. Join the James Paget University Hospitals. Join the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Trust. Norwich Local Involvement Network, The Link, brings together local people, organizations, and groups that want to influence health and social care services. Join Your Voice, a membership scheme for people who are interested in sharing their views about skills to help develop and improve health, social care, and housing support services in Norfolk. Interesting. How to be vocal local. Yep, they even use the exclamation point. Vocal local in italics with an exclamation point. I should have trademarked this thing. Of course, how do you go across the seas and beat somebody up? How do you protect your international intellectual property on the internet? Well, it's not easy. Anyway, drop that one in the chat room. You can take a look at it for yourself. Here's another one. Transition culture. On the opening, you open this website up, and Mike Shaw's cartoon is up there on the right-hand corner. You know, Freedom Advocates, Michael Shaw, Freedom Advocates, they've been bold antagonists of the Agenda 21 movement for a long time. Well, transition culture, all right? Here's their homepage. Community resilience, transition, and why government thinking needs both. After my talk in Norwich last week, well, there's your connection. Transition culture, transitionculture.org, and the Be a Vocal Local group in Norwich. All right. After my talk in Norwich last week, I met a local authority emergency planner who said that he found the talk and the transition take on resilience very illuminating. He pointed me in the direction of the latest strategic national framework on community resilience. You know how many times we've talked against hazard mitigation planning here, FEMA's program. Well, they've got a series of books listed on the right-hand side, The Transition Companion. Here's another one. It says Community Councils and Low Carbon Futures, Local Sustainable Homes, Transition in Action, Local Money, Local Food, The Transition Timeline. Here's a big one. Transitions Norwich, Third Birthday Celebrations, a special podcast. Transition Norwich is. Earlier this week, I was in Norwich for the third birthday anniversary celebrations of Transition Norwich's Unleashing. You see, Become Vocal Local's been around for years, but these guys are only 3 years old.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Before OracleBroadcasting.com, Become Vocal Local was on the air with Revolution Broadcasting, and before that, Republic Broadcasting Network, been around a couple of weeks. Anyway, a little longer than this bunch over in Norwich have, but you know, if you make it a habit of poking the beast in the eye with a sharp stick, as we do here each and every morning, it shouldn't be too surprising that they'll just, you know, copy you and then just turn the message around the other way and then start spreading it. So, anyway, it was years ago. Well, let me just continue along here. This, I've got a bunch of stuff for those of you that just were away at the top of the hour news and weather break. Got a bunch of stuff dropped into the chat room, a bunch of links I'd like to have you go and look at. BecomeVocalLocal.com. The real, the genuine article, Become Vocal Local with the exclamation point, becomevocallocal.com. Anyway, go in there and take a look at some of the things I've dropped in there. Lots of links, okay? Pertinent, relevant, what's happening in Agenda 21 in England. In England. But it's also happening in Minnesota. Minnesota, they have a Vocal Local group up there, too. There's also Vocal Local groups that are starting up in China. Well, I guess we got the right name anyway. We're poking the beast in the eye, and they're trying to imitate. But nevertheless, this 3 years on celebration featured a new film about transition Norwich, which I'll post here when it's online. A talk by me, followed by questions and answers and lots of chatting, eating cake, drinking tea, and signing copies of The Transition Companion. Transition Companion. We're transitioning. We're transitioning. What kind of a transition are we making? Well, in Agenda 21, Chapter 7, I'll try and pull that up here for us. I've got that right here. Let's see if we can get it quickly. Chapter 7.59, in the vicinity thereof. Chapter 7, let's see if we can get it quickly, if I can. If not, we'll pick it up during the next break. Natural disasters, all countries should be. Here we go. Yeah, here it is. All right. Transition. Where are we transitioning? Where are we transitioning to? This is Agenda 21, the real deal, 7.28. The objective is to provide for the land requirements of human settlement development through environmentally safe and sound physical planning and land use so as to ensure access to land to all households and, where appropriate, the encouragement of communally and collectively owned and managed land. Communally and collectively owned and managed land. Of course, most of the listeners are wise to who is Karl Mordecai Marx. And his Communist Manifesto, where plank number one is the abolition of private property. Continuing from Agenda 21, particular attention should be paid to the needs of women and indigenous people. It's always women and indigenous people. You have women, children, and indigenous people. Don't indigenous people have women and children, too? Isn't that a bit redundant? Anyway, particular attention needs to be paid to the needs of women and indigenous people for economic and cultural reasons, and so we've got to provide the women and children and indigenous people with communally and collectively owned and managed land. You can forget about private ownership. That's out the window. That's old school. And that's what we're transitioning to. That's what this transition planner and the transition companion is all about. But you can find these books on their website. Again, Local Sustainable Homes, Transition in Action, Local Money, How to Market Happen in Your Community. I don't understand that. Local Food, How to Make It Happen, Miniature Prints, How to Make It Happen in Your Community. Yeah, Local Food, Local Money. You hear all this stuff? Now, fortunately for you, dear listeners, I was on the mark a while ago, all right? I found all this stuff, and it was very disturbing to me when I did find it. But it's rather interesting to me, and maybe it is to you also. I was up on the Tavistock Institute in about 2004 on their website. Just after I'd gotten online, it was one of the first places I went, beelined straight there, grousing all about it, searching into it, and I found that they had a tie, they had a link and an article about the Smith Institute. And I thought, well, what does a Smith Institute got to do with the Tavistock Institute? So I went over and took a look. And they were coming up with this new idea, this new transition as we moved into, put Fabian socialism into high gear as we transitioned from the tortoise, you know, the cunctator, Fabius, the tortoise, as we transition into the hare. You know, Fabian socialism has just creeped along, gradualism, implementing everything gradually. Well, when they get close to the finish line, the tortoise transitions into the hare, the rabbit, Lepus civilis, into the little rabbit, and then he bounds across the finish line, you know, just from the story, Aesop's fables and all that. Well, Dorothy, the Smith Institute had gone into the history books, and of course I've shared with you articles right out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences back in the 1920s, 30s, articles on localism written by very interesting socialists that we could remember one of these moments, I will. And they were coming up with this new idea of localism. And what is this all about? Well, it basically is, my show open starts, as globalism transitions from global to local, because of what I found out then, back in 2004, we must become vocal local, blocking this globalist agenda as it comes into our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. And it's coming in with a real happy face, one you're going to really like, you know, like the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, the Totnes communities, the transition towns. Oh, you're going to like it. In fact, everybody, even on this network, champions it. They really think it's great. It's the best thing going. It's like the new feudalism. That's right. Everybody thinks it's swell. They don't realize where they're going with that. But I can't hold it against them. They just don't understand. So anyway, the Smith Institute's an interesting place. So I've dropped the smithinstitute.org.uk website in there, the chat room for you. But on the front page here of the Smith Institute, this is brand new, just opened it last night. On Tuesday, this is the book launch. News. The Smith Institute. News. Book launch. Beatrice Webb, Her Quest for a Fairer Society. Beatrice Webb. Does anybody remember who Beatrice Webb is? How about Sidney Webb? How about George Bernard Shaw? Remember any of those people? Remember the Fabian stained glass window where Sidney Webb is on one side of an anvil and George Bernard Shaw ostensibly is on the other side of the anvil, and they're both holding big, heavy hammers? And on the anvil surface, they've got a globe, the world. And each of them have these huge hammers, and they're beating hell out of the planet Earth. That's right. And then down at their feet, they have the Fabian Socialist Library and all of the books that they consider to be most important. Well, here, book launch, Beatrice Webb, Her Quest for a Fairer Society. Now, you can't separate the Smith Institute from Totnes or the transition towns. You can't get the sustainable Prince Charles out of this scenario. But you can paint a happy face on it and then never tell the adherents what you're actually asking them to do. But here's the little quip. On Tuesday, the 12th of October, the Smith Institute launched a new booklet, Beatrice Webb, Her Quest for a Fairer Society, which was run in association with the LSE. That's something to look into. The New Statesman and the Webb Memorial Trust. We'll pick that up right there after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And back into this discussion off the Smith Institute. Again, this book launch, Beatrice Webb, Her Quest for a Fairer Society, the Smith Institute, www.smith-institute.org.uk if you want to look it up for yourself. Pretty interesting stuff going on the front page here. The discussion focused on the influence of Beatrice Webb and her minority report. How did all those ladies get to be swinging their handbags? You know, how did we get suffrage? Well, Sydney and Beatrice Webb. You can go a little bit before them. Go to Lord and Lady Amberley. You know, Bertrand Russell's mother and father. Former PM, England. And Bertrand Russell. Lord and Lady Amberley. Yeah, you might check them out too. You could read the Fabian Freeway, I think it's called. Fabian Freeway. Rose Martin's book. Really fill your mind there. You could read some biographical material on Bertrand Russell and figure out who he was. Anyway, the discussion focused on the influence of Beatrice Webb, and I can tell you, Sydney and Beatrice were very influential, and her relevance to present debates on something for something and the contributory principle. That's kind of like the precautionary principle. The contributory principle. Yeah, we're contributing all right. From the Northern Hemisphere and the developed nations to the undeveloped nations in the Southern Hemisphere. It's called the redistribution of wealth scheme. And if that doesn't work, we'll just whip out population reduction. And then they've got some publications here. The Case for Consensus, Reforming Local Government Finance. Remember, I read you the article about reforming government finance using Chapter 9. As the sewer system goes belly up and bobs around bankrupt, the Case for Consensus, Reforming Local Government Finance. And then talk about Greece. Shall we talk about the pigs? Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, Spain, Alabama, Pennsylvania, Missouri. The Case for Consensus, as the first stage of the local government resource review comes to a conclusion, and following Nick Clegg, watch that guy, Nick Clegg's recent intervention, this timely report makes the case for consensus from reforming the business rate regime so that whilst it promotes localism and incentivizes growth, it does not hit the poorest areas most. All right. The Case for Consensus, Making the Most of HRA Reform, a report by the Smith Institute, Making the Most of HRA Reform, calculates that councils, you know, these are those unelected boards and councils, could have control over £300 billion of rental income over the next 30 years and could build up $54 billion of new investment capacity. Can you imagine now that the Federal Reserve banking system and our Chinese trading partners have begun to buy up all of these foreclosed homes? How convenient that we would have councils, unelected boards and councils, having control over £300 billion of rental income over the next 30 years? Talk about Section 8 housing, baby, on steroids. The End of the Affair. These are all pamphlets. You can get them right on the website, www.smith-institute.org.uk. They're PDF files. You just click to view. The End of the Affair. Wow. Implications of declining home ownership. As a new report widely covered in the media considers the serious impact declining home ownership will have on housing. See, that's past tense. That's a positive statement. That's not an if or a maybe. The impact declining home ownership will have on housing. Back to Agenda 21, Chapter 7.728. The objective is to provide for the land requirements of human settlement development through environmentally safe and sound physical planning and land use so as to ensure access to land to all households. Ensure access to land to all households. Of course, you could see the similarities here. You'd understand it. Centres, C-E-N-T-R-E-S. Programs, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E-S. This is English. We don't do that here in America. We dropped the useless tails and got rid of all those sorts of things. Anyway, you can find the same kind of writing in Agenda 21. Comes right out of the Tavistock Institute, in my opinion. That's why I was looking there. Anyway, the idea to ensure access to land to all households and, where appropriate, the encouragement of communally and collectively owned and managed lands. You might look at F.A. Hayek's The Road to Serfdom. Read August Comte's writings as well. Positivism. We really need to get Gertrude Lenzer on with us. Hope she's listening this morning. Good morning, Gertrude. Making the most of the HRA reform, the end of the affair, implications of declining home ownership. A new report widely covered in the media considers the serious impact declining home ownership will have on housing, the economy, tax revenue, and welfare, and lays out policy prescriptions to counter negative consequences. And then, unlocking potential. Perspectives on women in science, engineering and technology, and Barry the Usurper is going around saying, oh, we've got to really bone up on engineering. And, of course, we have to have the special attention. Particular attention should be paid to the needs of women and indigenous people for economic and cultural reasons. Unlocking potential perspectives on women in science, engineering, and technology. Why isn't that women, children, and indigenous people? It does seem to be their favorite meme. Well, let's go over to this one. Well, let's go to this one instead. The end of the affair. Implications of declining home ownership. Andrew Hayward writes this one. The end of the affair. Implications of declining home ownership. Andrew Hayward. This is a June 2011 writing. Executive summary, setting the scene, the rise of home ownership in the 20th century, recent trends, the 1980s and beyond, home ownership levels fall, the challenge for government, the challenge for affordable housing providers, conclusion, new paradigms, new strategies, author's biography, 121-pager, year, pamphlet, of course, over the weekend, up on the internet, thanks to Debbie Bacalcioglupi. Sorry, Debbie, I'll get it right one of these days. All these Italian names coming into my life these days. Anyway, tomorrow we'll have Leo on with us. It'll be very interesting, too. Great discussion. Over the weekend, thanks to a link from Debbie, spent 7 hours, 1 hour at a time, 7 hours watching from the University of California, Davis, the CEQA plus 40, the California Environmental Quality Act presentation at the law school, where we found the challenges for affordable housing providers. They call it infill and backfill, brownfill and greenfill. Interesting stuff. Well, let's go into this just a little bit. Here's the foreword by Paul Hackett, the director of the Smith Institute. The promise of home ownership has been at the heart of the UK's political discourse since the mid-1970s, when only half of all households were owner-occupiers. This is mid-1970s. Remember George Bush? Remember that? He wanted to promote a ownership society? Oh, yeah. Everybody piled in. And as our caller yesterday mentioned, when he was talking about the bonds, you know, the real estate, went up dramatically from 2000 to 2008 as we went into this Ponzi scheme. It's like going into these gardens. It's like going into a box canyon. It all looks so good till you get in there and you realize then there's no way out. Anyway, since Margaret Thatcher's, quote, right to buy, close quote, in the 1980s. So it took Jorge Bush a little while to come out boldly and say that we need to transition into an ownership society. Now we have a foreclosure society. We have a dead inside-out society. We have a broke people society. We have people sleeping in parks and in culverts and under bridges all across America. Hoovervilles popping up wherever you look. Thanks to the socialists, they're getting their way, you know.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com is a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And before we go to our call, and your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065, let me just finish this paragraph here. Again, since Thatcher's right to buy in the 1980s, a long line of housing ministers from both the main parties have pushed for policies to get more people onto the property ladder. That's right. The net result, fostered by financial deregulation, was an increase in home ownership to a peak just over 70% in 2003. So we did that here, too. Busted up the Glass-Steagall Act there. And we changed financial. We had financial deregulation. And so we were able to encourage a lot of people to invest in mortgage scamming. And boy, did we have lots of houses to sell. And didn't the price of houses just go through the roof? wasn't long ago, they were reporting that $250,000, $300,000 was the median price on housing in America today. $162,000 for a house, median price. And we only got 8.3 months backlog in the new homes waiting to be sold and the foreclosures waiting to be refinanced. With that, let's go to Alabama and say good morning to John. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah, I was just wanting to call in and talk a little bit about a meeting I went to on, I guess it was Friday night, I believe it was. Here in Mobile, they had a sustainable development meeting at at one of the hotels over here on the interstate. I guess it was put on by the John Birch Society.
Okay.
And they had some gentleman named Tom DeWeese.
Yes.
He was the speaker. Anyway, it was kind of just, you know, an introduction to sustainable development and the whole, you know, Agenda 21 and the Rio Earth Summit and things that have, you know, kind of tracing the history of it and everything up to the current point. But the one thing that that was pretty interesting about the meeting was is they started talking about all these counties and all these different cities kicking Ickley out of their towns.
Yes.
And they even were talking a little bit how over here next to us in Florida that the state house had pretty much repealed their smart growth legislation, which I apparently, from what I've gathered, had almost a 30-year kind of metastasization inside the legislative policy.
Yes.
There in the state house. So anyway, I just wanted to call in and find out if you had heard anything about any of those developments and what your take is on it.
Well, first of all, I'll just let you know that in 2008, it was the first time I had the opportunity to meet Tom DeWeese at a Freedom 21 conference in Dallas. And he was the principal, I guess you'd say the MC, but also the sponsor for that, along with Ecologic, Henry Lamb, and a bunch of other people, Freedom 21, out of Santa Cruz, California, up in the Monterey Bay area. If you look on my website, you'll see a link there to Mike Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org. And Tom DeWeese is an indefatigable opponent of Agenda 21. He's traveled all around. He's done a lot for it. Michael Kaufman as well have done a lot to bring to the people's attention just what this process is. And, of course, the John Birch Society, and they've been ardent opposition to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the United Nations for a very long time. So they're typically involved somewhere in the background here as well. I'm very well aware of that. And there are many places now, because of the work that's been done by so many volunteers, there's a lot that's happening to get ICLEI out of small towns, out of counties, out of cities. And there is more energy coming on at the legislative level through the process of coordination and other techniques and tools that we have available to absolutely block it. You know, and so I start the broadcast off on a regular basis as globalism transitions from global to local. We become vocal local to block the globalist agenda. That we can do in our counties, our cities, and our towns, and our states. And for those that have been doing it, we're starting now finally to have results, because I think everybody is starting to see, John, what the downside potential is of just what I'm reporting on here, this idea of a transition away from individual property ownership to collective and communal ownership and management of common land.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, another kind of observation I was having, you know, with this whole Occupy movement and stuff like that. You know, they always talk about in those sustainable development literature about human settlements and stuff like that.
Yes.
It almost seems like, to a certain degree, I know it's maybe a little off color, but it almost seems like that's almost what a human settlement would look like.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not necessarily the most, because the markets are completely suppressed to the point to where there's no ownership of anything, and nobody is a steward over anything, and everyone just kind of, you know,
That's right. You crap on the sidewalk. You throw the feces right into the garbage can. You pee on all of the lamp posts. You smear feces on the light poles. And basically, you know, if you get involved, if you ever get involved, and be careful if you do, but if you ever get involved in a community land ownership type of a thing, a commune or anything along those lines, you'll find the same thing that I found back in the 60s and 70s, and that is, unless you have individual ownership, that when you can come in and it sounds really great. Let's do, we'll garden together, we'll live together, we'll build a geodesic dome, we'll put in wiki-ups and teepees, and we'll live like Indians, and we'll go back to all men at war against all men. And it sounds so great, and you run around naked in the sunshine, and the baby's name, they have Leaf and Branch and Stream, or the kids' names, you know. Anyway, so that all sounded really good until people started to run out of money. And then once they started to run out of money, then there was no money to put any, you know, new gas lines into the irrigation system. Nobody wanted to rebuild the pump motor on our well pump. Nobody wanted to put a new roof on the line shed. Nobody wanted to get out and mow the lawn. Everybody wanted to party and frolic and smoke dope, and that's what they did, you know. But it doesn't work.
Whenever our parents got kicked out of Eden, so to speak, it took an awful long time for us to get past the whole till the earth and loincloth business. And frankly, I don't want to have to start back at square one again.
I have no interest in it whatsoever. You know, I just said I just take a big roller and put a white X on my house, and if Nibiru comes along or whatever, or if somebody wants to blow it up, just take me out, because I've got no interest in that whatsoever. What I think we need to do is wise use as opposed to no use, and I think we need to use technology to be able to provide again. I think we need to look at a sound border policy and a sound fiscal policy so that we can continue to be the breadbasket for our people first, America first in all things, and become self-reliant, not sustainable, but self-reliant. Self-sufficiency is ridiculous, you know. John, if I asked you how much rice do you want today, if I offered you one bowl of rice, would that be enough, or do you need two? See, I don't believe in self-sufficiency. I believe in abundance and self-reliance. You know, and if you look at the Declaration of Independence, it says all men are created equal. Well, if there was a creator, and nature's God in the natural law, if there was a creator, of course, then the creator has the ultimate. That's the law of the whole thing. I mean, we can't go against the clockwork that was built. So our self-reliance is, you look first to the earth and all of the things that our creator has blessed us with, and then we proceed to be self-reliant. We look inside, and we find that rugged individual human that can actually, you know, bend at the waist and touch the ground. We do everything that we can ourselves, but no man is an island, you know? I mean, if you ever have a chainsaw and the chainsaw stops running, it's usually because the diaphragm in the carburetor has got limber, loose, or brittle, and you're going to have to replace that diaphragm. Well, try as I might with my blacksmith shop or my wood shop, I don't know how to whittle a new diaphragm, so I need to get a new diaphragm from the carburetor shop so that I can fix my own chainsaw, you know? And
The division of labor.
You got it. As I knew you were going there, and that's exactly right. And so we all add a little bit. Line upon line, precept upon precept, my labor added to your labor, and together we become strong, you know? But this idea, and I've lived like that, I tell you what, I mean, I lived for almost, 14 years in a little two-room log cabin that was built at the turn of the century, and I drank water off the side of my barn, and, pooped in a bucket, had a garden, did all that nonsense, you know, raised chickens, and it was wonderful, it was great, but I was never, 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 you cannot become self-sufficient. No man is an island, and it takes, you've got to do it one time, and you've got to live on a commune to understand why collectivism is no good. You've got to try these things to know it. So I don't come on the air, you know, just speaking out, you know, pontificating out of arrogance. I've done these things in my life. You know, I've owned my own businesses. I've employed people before, owned construction companies, been partners in real estate companies and other things like that. Big stuff, too. And so I understand all of the various parts and pieces of this puzzle. And I think what we really need to do is we need to learn to be, first and foremost, self-reliant. We need to look to ourselves, look to a creator of the universe, and then continue to build on. And we need to stop this socialist madness that's driving us into a one world order. Thanks for the call, John. Great call.
You're welcome.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I'll keep all of these bookmarked, all these websites bookmarked, and we'll come back to this again on Friday. Of course, tomorrow we're going to have a special guest again. We're going to go in and dig deeper into this whole nonsense that's going on with the Klamath River, you know, with our guest Leo. And since I'm looking forward to that. I haven't spoken with him yet. I'm going to call him this afternoon, touch base with him, but I'm really looking forward to it. And we'll do this on every Wednesday for a while, and try and bring in some of the main players of what's going on out there, get to understand a little bit more about coordination, what it can do for us when we will come up against this misbehaving agencies that would like to transition us into a communally and collectively owned land system. But before we do that, let's go over here and go back to the telephones and say good morning to the 614 area code. Good morning.
Well, hello, William. Good morning to you. I've got a question here that I've been wondering about for a very long time I'd like to ask you about.
Go ahead.
And that's about these historic resource commissions here, like in our city here in Columbus. There's this one commission called the Old Oaks Historical Society, and I've noticed here in my neighborhood that a few of the people I've talked to that started work on their houses, like changing from old wooden sash windows, and they want to upgrade to better windows here, like the nice weatherproof vinyl type. Well, they're getting a bunch of flack from these people.
Yes.
Saying that, no, this is a violation of the Historic Resource Commissions, and you do not have something, one gentleman was talking about, a appropriate certificate of appropriateness. I didn't know that we lived here, and I didn't know that the people in this area signed any sort of contract with these people that I was aware of. And how do we remedy this, William?
Well, one of the first things you need to do is find out exactly who they are. If this is a historic preservation society, then you need to find out what is their authority? What relationship do they have with you're in Columbus, Ohio, is it?
Yes, William.
What relationship they have with Columbus, Ohio? What kind of a memorandum of understanding? What kind of a relationship do they have with, let's say, the federal agency that has given them a semblance of jurisdiction over that? You might want to also take a look at your building codes. You go to your planning commission, ask them there. Because once you track it down, you just go backwards on them. Once you track it down, you'll find out what their authority, the subject matter jurisdiction is over properties, and then you'll be able to see whether or not there are certain properties that have been selected by the Planning Commission to be under consideration for historic preservation in your area. And it's an egregious affront on private property ownership because with or without your blessing, with or without your approval, you know, we're all just tenants on the land here in the great global plantation. But without your knowledge even, perhaps, somebody might have said that your farmstead or this view shed or your property, your house. I remodeled two very early. They're called Victorian lumbermen's cottages in Seattle, right in the middle of the darkest place in the whole town. You know, it was the middle of the central district. And when I came in and did that, I was asked almost immediately if I would consider historic preservation certification on the buildings. I said, no, absolutely not. They're beautiful. I'm going to do my best job restoring them. And I did exactly what this group wants. I took all the old wooden sash windows out. I took all the moldings out, all of the doors. I stripped the paint off of all of it. And I rebuilt that house beautifully, but I completely remodeled it on the inside such that I had all modern plumbing, all wiring, insulation, drywall, weather stripping, vapor barriers, the whole nine yards. But walking into it, it was like walking back in a time machine the way I finished it. But to have the city tell me that I had to do it that way, I would have just flipped them the big, you know, the big howdy-doody salute and told them to hit the road, Jack. But what I'm saying, though, is that if you really want to find out about it, those are the places to go. The Planning Commission, your building department, you look into, on the Internet, Columbus, historic preservation societies and things like that, because in there somewhere you're going to find, number one, a charter perhaps for this group, perhaps a...
Well, yes, back in 86, a group of neighbors, I think, they petitioned the city for the designation.
Oh, God.
And I don't know exactly what that means.
Well, I mean, you know, when you buy a house in that area... they should put that in the purchase and sale agreement, some kind of a notification so that a new owner or a new buyer would be apprised in advance that this property is under one of these historic preservation restrictions and covenants so that no one would buy it thinking that they could come in and just do whatever they want to those buildings. But, you know, that gets to be a real problem, and I have nothing but empathy with you because I know how long a slog that's going to be.
Now, we've been here in our house since 1956.
Okay.
Before these people ever come along. And it wasn't like we've moved in after 1986. And I was thinking about putting a new roof on our house here. Well, the neighbor two doors up from me, she had an old slate-type roof.
Yes.
And she wanted to replace it with a better type of longer-lasting roof. Well, these people came to her and gave her all sort of grief. And told her that no, you have to replace this with the same type roof there that was on there, the old slate type. And she just, you know, worried and worried and worried for months there until she figured out that she found some company that made these imitation slate type replacement roofs here that would satisfy this historic society's requirements.
Exactly.
Well, I just can't understand how, if you own your house here, how these, and you have no, signed no sort of contract, William, with these people, how they can dictate to any one of us here what we can or what we could not do to our homes here. Now, for years, they bothered my poor mother before she passed away, this historical people, and she kept telling, leave me alone, I don't want to do this, and stop calling me, and... I had to call him up a few years back and tell him, look, you have to leave my mother alone. You know, you're worrying her to death. She's not interested in what you people are asking her to do. Well, we just want to help her. You know, she don't have to worry about no maintenance and this and blah, blah, blah. She didn't want it. I don't want it because I knew ahead that that meant nothing but trouble, because once you sign something over to somebody like this, then I believe that we would lose our rights to whatever it is that we didn't like that they wanted to do, you know, so
absolutely,
we wouldn't have no say-so. Well, we have no contract with these people. I still don't understand how they can do what they're wanting to do.
And the other thing is, I would go in and look at, go to the title insurance or the county recorder's office and look at your, and ask the county recorder to help pull up all the records on your property, your by your tax account number, and see if anything,
okay,
see if anything has been filed against you.
Okay.
So as if they've, you know, they've brought you in, you know. And because of your silence, it implies assent. In other words, because, you know, you didn't say anything and it's been 10 years, well, gee, you lost your opportunity. Well, hell, you didn't tell me. Well, then there's a due process violation because you have a right to be notified. You have a right to notice. You see?
Oh.
So
yes,
there are ways that you could start in, but you absolutely have to do your homework. It's a hell of an imposition on your time, and I hate it. You know, but nevertheless, you do have to go in and you do your homework on it, do your research around it, and find out just what exactly, what rights do they actually have? What authority do they have? And if they have none, I would just tell them to take a flying leap.
Okay, William, I certainly will adhere to your advice here, and I damn sure appreciate you helping me out with this.
Well, you've got my email address. It's bvlhost@centurytel.net. You can find it on the website, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And if you come up with anything, you have questions, just shoot me an email. I don't have unlimited time, but I'll give you as much time on the site as I can.
Well, thank you very much, William. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Well, thank you, and thanks for calling in. Okay, so
okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. So there you go, folks. You know, this, it's happening everywhere. And like our caller from Alabama says, you know, these meetings are happening. You can get involved. We have the Ozark Property Rights Congress here in Berry County. We have another one in McDonald County, the far southwest chapter. And all across the southern tier of counties in Missouri, the Ozark Property Rights Congress is spreading out. We've got Taney County, Christian County, Dent County, Salem area, all that across the southern tier, Texas County. You know, lots of different counties. You're going to have to bone up. You know, don't listen to these guys tell you, oh, don't join the group, because if you join a group, it'll be co-opted. Well, get in it. Do nothing, you're going to have nothing. I guarantee it. This is ramping up. Folks, I'll be back tomorrow with my guests and again on Friday with you. Until the next time, good day.
One county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.